In the name of God, hello my friends, I'm Milad. I'm gonna speak with you about identity. So at the first, I don't want to speak with you and share this last talk with you because of fear of mistake. When I heard Mr. Kambi's voice titled, Why Are You Weak? And I realized, yes, Milad, you are afraid. So maybe it's true. My opinion is true. Okay, so Mr. Kambi said, if you cannot do your best and you cannot study English or you cannot progress, I don't know about everything, maybe you are afraid. So I thought to myself and I decided to change this situation, and now I'm gonna speak with you about identity. This is my first last talk, and I wanna say, Mr. Kambi, thank you, and my opinion, you're the best, and because you caused me to do this and to record this last talk, so thank you. Now we will back to identity. So identity is what we believe about ourselves. It's a collection of your identity, your beliefs. So identity can cover everything. It covers everything. It influences everything, or influences all of your other beliefs or emotions. We have two beliefs. Number one, limiting beliefs, and number two is empowering beliefs. Limiting beliefs, as the name implies, it causes me to, or better I say, it limits us. So if somebody has this limiting global belief, it's better change them, because they cannot progress and they cannot study or do everything. Maybe you have these limiting beliefs, and maybe at the first you wanna learn English. At the first you start to learn English, and after sometimes you feel I cannot do it because of your limiting beliefs. Because these beliefs can cause you quit, and this is a bad news. And maybe your goal and your final goal is, I want to be great. I want to be great at everything. I don't know, but at languages, at English. But you cannot, because every time you wanna speak, you wanna learn, you wanna study English, these beliefs are there, and you cannot do your best, and after some times you quit. So and you say, oh, give up, and come on. Okay, so if somebody has empowering beliefs, when he maybe he wanna speak English, he wanna learn English, at the first maybe he has problems, okay, he has problems, and maybe he cannot understand all the sounds in English, all the words in English, he cannot interact with English, maybe. But he said this is normal things, and this will improve. I'm gonna get better. I'm gonna keep going. Okay, he said I'm gonna keep going. So, if you have limiting beliefs, it's better you choose empowering beliefs, and you have to replace these limiting beliefs with empowering beliefs instead. And maybe your question is how? How can I change these limiting beliefs? So the best way, my opinion, to change your beliefs, you have to say your incantation. Oh, incantation is a sentence, a magical sentence, and you can use it and I don't know, but every day you can say it, and every day you feel proud, you feel good. Because I every day say my incantation, and every day I feel proud, I feel good, and I every day say I'm a great English learner, I'm a great at languages, at every language, and it's good for me. So I recommend you choose these empowering beliefs, and you're gonna say your incantation every day. So the best way we can make a belief stronger is we add evidence, we add examples, we add everything. I don't know about it. But you know, my opinion, if you have these limiting beliefs, my opinion, it's not your fault. Our education system fault, my opinion. So, because when you were in school, did you have a great time? No. Every day you went to school and the teacher said you, oh, you have to sit on your chair. You have to sit on your chair and don't move. And what happened? Now, and you can speak English? You can speak English? No. You can listen? You can understand? No. And this is a bad, my opinion. Because schools stick us. And schools are forced. yes. Schools or they forced. They forced us to sit on a chair and don't move. So. And this is a bad. So the best way to make a belief stronger is we add evidence, if we add example. So you have to, my opinion, you have to imagine yourself. If you visualize and imagine yourself as a successful English learner, every day you have to do this same work, for example. And this is a good news, and you have to imagine yourself, and I don't know, but you have to visualize yourself as a successful people. And maybe you wanna dream at languages. So imagine yourself, and imagine yourself. You are in a situation that you can speak English, you can listen English, you have to do this work, and you have to imagine where you were succeed. You did something, even though it was difficult. Everything, it can be small, it can be big. It doesn't matter. And when you imagine yourself in your brain, you have to that picture that exists in your mind, you have to I don't know, but add it color, or I don't know, but you have to you have to make it brighter. I don't know, but you have to do your best, and whatever you want to do, just do. Okay, so, and you have to picture that exists in your mind, you have to make it beautiful, make it large, make it big, and you have to add this picture color and make it brighter. I don't know, but everywhere, yes. And after you do it, this process, I promise you, you'll start to change your belief. And one day, amazingly, you feel strong, you feel proud, and you say, oh, I'm a great English learner. And every day, you make progress. And you, I don't know, but every, yes. And every day, you feel, oh, I'm progress. I'm making progress. Yeah, I don't know, but... And this is a good. I want to say you have to just rationally and logically or consciously choose the best goal. The goal that you want in the end. Okay? So, it's a good thing. Yes. And by doing this, I promise you, you will have a big change in your mind. And one day you'll start speaking English without thinking at all. And you feel proud and you feel good. And you say, oh, I can't do it at all. This is a good news for you, okay? So... I want to say you have to believe in yourself, and every day you have to say your incantation and imagine yourself as a successful people until you will become a great language learner, and you will become like a native in North America. So in hope of one day, all of you can speak English with ease and effortlessly. And thank you very much. I hope you liked it. And if you have a comment, please write them, and I like you write your real comments and your something is in your brain. So thank you very much, and good luck.